Many Americans took a double whammy to their pocketbooks last year. Prices for things like food and rent went up, and federal pandemic aid continued to peter out. But a string of states took a cue from one of those relief measures, the expanded federal child tax credit. It cut child poverty in half, then it expired. Now, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that states are stepping in with their own child tax credits.
Ashley Andries says her family does okay in White River Junction, Vermont. She and her partner were lucky enough to buy a house before prices skyrocketed. Both work, but it's still not easy with two kids and the crippling cost of childcare.
It's health insurance, it's vehicles breaking down, and, you're always just kind of one accident away from draining your savings account and being in debt.
So it was a good surprise in April when they got their tax refund.
It was like, wow, this was so much more than we were expecting.
It included a new $1,000 Vermont state tax credit for their younger daughter. And it was just in time. Her partner got Lyme disease, which led to a slew of medical bills. Andries was laid off, and her new job is only part-time. She says $1,000 may not seem like much, but it can let them keep some extras for the kids they'd hate to go without.
It is, a year's worth of gymnastics, and it's like quality holiday or summer camps that the kids can go to.
Vermont is one of 14 states that now have their own child tax credit, a number that's doubled in 2 years. Almost all are permanent, and in 2023, many states expanded who qualifies. Vermont included immigrants, even those without legal status, to help migrant workers in the state's dairy industry. Some states have pegged their child tax credit to inflation. 11 offer the full credit to families with the lowest or even no income. Of all the states, Minnesota's credit is the largest, $1,750 for each child under 18. Minister Janae Bates helped push for that. She's with the nonprofit Isaiah, which advocates for racial justice.
The unemployment rate has dropped drastically, which is a great thing. But we also are seeing that more and more families have two or three jobs, where one job should be enough.
She sees some families where both parents have multiple jobs. Minnesota's governor predicts the new tax credit will cut child poverty by a third. And Bates says inspiration absolutely came from the sweeping financial aid during the pandemic.
That experience together allowed us for people to have a little bit more imagination about what it means to care for each other and recognizing that when we all pitch in, that we can all benefit.
In 2022, Congress tried and failed to revive its expanded child tax credit. Kevin Corinth with the Conservative American Enterprise Institute says one concern for Republicans is that with a permanent credit, some parents might stop working.
While the state-specific child tax credits are smaller than what we've seen at the federal level, we still would likely see decreasing employment of parents, and that could offset some of the initial poverty decrease that we saw.
But that's been less of an issue at the state level, says Adam Rubin of the left-leaning Economic Security Project, which supports bigger child tax credits. Most states who've passed them are led by Democrats, but
even in blue states, we're often seeing tax credits passing with bipartisan support.
That includes other ways to help low-income families, like expanding the earned income tax credit. Rubin says he heard this from one advocate in Maine.
The Republican committee chair in the committee where they're having a hearing on their earned income tax credit expansion said, well, this is just a tax cut, right? And the advocate said, yeah, it's a tax cut for working families. And the Republican guy goes, well, we're for tax cuts.
Now that more states have passed these measures, there's a need to get the word out. Many families who qualify for the new child tax credits don't make enough to pay any taxes and may not be used to filing a tax return. The big push is to make sure they do so they can claim the new benefits in 2024. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.